Hi, welcome back to Project Independence in You. I'm here with Otto Loos, our co-host, Otto, and Christina Liu, our radio show producer. We also decided that she's the producer of Project Independence, Department of Services for the Aging.
I have my business card changed as we speak.
We had some great guests here today. We had, of course, the supervisor, Judy Bosworth. She's terrific and just a real kind of proponent of advocacy in every way throughout the town. You can see it in every program that start, every committee, every town board meeting, every law that's passed. I mean, you know, in a sense, I guess you could say she really is the ultimate advocate for the residents of North Hempstead. And I think that really comes through in everything that we kind of do in this town. She brought in Lauren Suma, who is the building was and is still the
applicant advocate.
And she's now kind of taking on another title of the resident advocate. So, you know, if you call 311 and you've got, you know, an issue or a question or a concern, you might just hear back from Lauren, and she's going to help kind of connect you or give you answers that, you know, where your concerns lie. And then we spoke with Catherine Lee from Durote University Without Walls, and so looking forward to working with her and kind of promoting what they do there, Otto. This college where you take classes, it's not really college, but you do take current event courses on the phone.
Yeah, I thought it was excellent, and I will be personally promoting that whenever I see people who are in that position where they could really, really gain by the ability to listen to a class on the telephone.
Right.
What a great way to spend some time.
Sure. I mean, and if you think about it, too, even in the wintertime when people don't want to get out. Like now, right? And they can get on the phone instead of, you know, getting in the car and going somewhere. So it's really a great thing. And you're on the phone. Like the old days when we were talking about that before, you hear people on the other end.
No, and that's what, you know, is another thing that, you know, a program they have are these support groups on the phone, which I think were really wonderful, and they're starting this spring. So there's a bereavement support group, there's a caring for a parent support group, and caring for a spouse or a partner with Alzheimer's or a related memory disorder group. And they're all facilitated by wonderful social workers. And I think that's great, too, you know, because, you know, it's even if you necessarily might not be able to get out of the house because you are caring for a parent or something. So this way you're able to be on the phone and be part of the support group with other people is great, too.
Right.
So.
All very serious situations.
Absolutely.
If you happen to be living with it every day, 24/7, people need support in those kinds of situations, really.
Yeah, and it's really.
They're not alone.
And it's $15 for a term of the support group, which is extremely reasonable. And there's also scholarships that are available if you can't afford that, too, which I think is wonderful. So please call 311 if you want to be connected to this program, or 869-6311, and we'll connect you to this wonderful, wonderful program out there.
Right. Unfortunately, we have great program. Fortunately, Project Independence has some great programs and opportunities and services and advocates on. But I know, Otto, you were talking about there are things going on where, unfortunately, our older residents get preyed on by scams.
Yeah.
So I know you had something come your way.
Actually, we've had two come to us this past week. Both of them were with my wife. One, she got a phone call, which we usually don't pick up the phone when we see some 1-800 number that we have no idea what it is.
Right.
This
was
an 844 number. And it says that it's from United Healthcare, which is who we happen to use for Albert Health and Drug Plan. Mm-hmm. So call the number back. And the first question out of the mouth is this Bernadette Loos, who is my wife? And yes or no?
Yeah, because they want to get you
Well,
saying yes.
The bottom line is we've been talking at a lot of Project Independence sessions that these yes or no type situations are no-nos. If you answer yes, they will then hang up and use your yes somewhere else to confirm the fact that you want to buy something or whatever on the phone. So that was a bad one. So if you get a phone call and it's somebody asking you, oh, is this Rebecca or is this Christina or Sam, mm-hmm. and answer yes or no,
yeah.
You know that you have a problem.
No, and that's an extremely popular scam that's going on
right.
you know, in recent times. And we're actually going to mention that in our new Pioneer issue because
right.
it really is such a severe issue in all different
things.
On
realms. My cell phone, yeah. on my home number.
It's easy to say yes.
And the thing
is,
Otto,
Rebecca.
It's your instinct, too,
right.
to say yes.
Of course, because yeah. you know what? Sometimes it's a very friendly voice.
Yeah.
That's what this was.
That's a great point.
And what happens is, I'll answer hello, and then I don't hear anything. And then I hear this very friendly female, oh, hi, I'm so sorry. I'm having a little difficulty. Can you hear me? And I didn't say yes. Mm-hmm. You don't answer because then they have it's very tricky. But the unfortunate thing is so many people are now get onto this. So
right.
you know they're scams. They're ahead of this. They're ahead of the game. So by the time we figure it out, unfortunately, there's another one coming.
I know, and that's, you know, but, you know, this radio program, you know, not that we love scam, but we like when, you know, our co-host, too, we really try to get the word out there and all of our advisory
right,
committees
right.
and even, like, just anything that Project Independence is doing, we try to get the word out there because, unfortunately, they are rapidly changing. And, I mean, even on my cell phone, I'll block a number.
Right.
And they are able to, a technology, change phone numbers so rapidly that, you know, you're getting the same call through a different number. You know, so
yeah, you have
really,
to block thousands
you need to be
right.
really
phone
proactive.
Numbers.
And I think, you know, especially with these, you know, scams, is that your instinct is to say yes to
because
these
what they do now is they're trying to connect with you
yeah.
on that level. Okay, well, this is healthcare.
Right.
You know, just like they did with the IRS. They
right.
try to elicit, you know, a response that you would have based on, you know, who they claim to be. You know, and like with the healthcare, and they have a little bit of information, which somehow they got, and
exactly.
probably maybe we shouldn't have said that on the radio show because now everyone knows. You may have to change your insurance now.
Well, but yeah, but you know
yeah,
what?
Yeah, but I think it's important
can,
to call your
they
insurance.
They can do it
the
without.
Right.
They know,
right.
Let's
yeah.
say they know that 35% of the people use that insurance
yeah, of course.
Provider.
Right.
All right. So we're going to call.
Give it a shot. Right.
And
someone's
going to
pick up.
You know,
yeah.
maybe
there's
they'll say,
that.
No,
yeah.
I don't have
right.
that program. You know,
right.
United Healthcare.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's not. But the bottom line is you have to really, really pay attention.
No,
yes.
and that's, you know, and that's a good thing, you know, because, listen, scams of the past, you know, might have been a little easier to realize someone was scamming you or something.
Yeah, like
you know.
You're going to win $5
right,
million
right.
dollars
so it's, right.
and
even, you know, but
in Kenya.
The problem is now is that they are so savvy. So, you know, you might even think yourself is, you know, a savvy questioning person, but your instinct is to be like, oh, yeah, I'm Christina. You know, like, why would that even be a thing? Me saying yes, you know, you're not even realizing at the time, but you really have to be, you know, so proactive with these things. And, you know, we did our series we've promoted before, but the Project Safe series, and we videotaped it. It's on our YouTube channel.
Mm-hmm.
You could access it. It's been repeating on the town cable station, too. But we really hit upon, you know, and we're probably going to continue it, hopefully, in the future, on just different scam things, whether it be health. I mean, there's so many different realms of scams as well.
Well, the other one that we got hit with this week, I'll try to make it brief, is on my wife's computer again. And it looked like all of a sudden there's a thing that pops up and it breaks in. And it looks like a very official notice from Microsoft.
Yeah, that, and that's been going on for
with a verbal message saying, call this number with this error code
mm-hmm.
so you don't wind up with this virus infecting your computer.
Ugh.
And we could not get out of it.
Yeah.
There was no way to X out of it or anything and ended
yeah.
up powering down the computer.
Good. You
yeah.
did the right thing.
You did, right.
So one of the things that you're told with scams is if you get someone saying they're from your health care or your health insurance or if you get someone calling saying they're from your credit card company or your leasing company, you hang up the phone,
mm-hmm.
you go to your credit card, you take that, you call that number
right.
and say, did you call me? Same thing with United Healthcare. You have the phone number on your card,
right.
you hang up and say, did you call me? You know, even Microsoft, close your computer
yeah.
down, find a legitimate number and say, are you doing this?
Right. And the bottom line is if they are a legitimate company or call or whatever it might be, you know, they're not going to, you know, you're just being proactive and, you know, it's just the safer thing to do.
The other thing we did was that in both situations is I went online and I put in the phone numbers that you know, just Google the phone number and the error code in this case, and right away came up, you know, you end up, there were like, I don't know, hundreds of phone calls made to this phone with this message and so on, and it was an out-and-out scam.
Right.
And the same thing with the other one, with the healthcare, with the phone number, same thing, you know. And if you have the ability, maybe if you have a smartphone, and search it on the smartphone, or if the phone is the issue, do it on a computer, you can search and find out if there actually was.
No, absolutely.
You're not the first one to get hit.
Right, you know? Right. I mean, you know, perhaps it's you know, really contacting the Public Service Commission and finding out how these calls that come in that are recording your voice and then using it against you can, you know, be stopped. But unfortunately, we have 45 seconds left.
There's so much great
stuff
going
on. It went so fast. I wish we had more time because, you know, scams exist, so many out there. You have to be careful. Don't answer the door if you're not expecting anyone. We know that one. Don't, you know, calls that come in randomly, you know, that you don't recognize the number, even if it says something, because you could put anything you want on the caller ID if you're the caller. It could pop up as anything.
Yeah, and please spread the word to us because we, you know,
311,
we want
let us
to,
know.
You know, let as many people know as what you might have experienced, you know, is definitely important.
Okay, so next Friday, same time, same dial, same stream. It's Rebecca, Otto, and Christina. Thank you so much. Thank you,
Happy
WCWP, Dan
Patrick's
Cox,
Day.
Sam, Janine Solaro. We appreciate everything. Have a great week and happy St. Patrick's Day.